This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I was browsing through my phone and I stumbled across an article of an individual who was physically challenged yet achieved many feats. And I was truly intrigued by the article, not only by the expertise of the individual, but the choice of words of the author. He did not refer to the individual as physically disabled or physically challenged, but rather he referred to him as specially abled or differently abled. And I said, wow, that's amazing. And that spurred me into a particular pattern of thoughts, and hence I share this clip with you. A few years back, I was in the United Kingdom and I conducted a program for people who have speech impairment and hard hearing. And that's the time I discovered that the euphemistic approach to addressing someone who is unable to speak or unable to hear is speech impairment and hard hearing, and dare you say dumb or mute or deaf, that is very insensitive. And the same applies to someone who is blind. We would use a respectful approach, visually impaired, mentally impaired, so on and so forth. In fact, in today's world, many people would not even use the word fat. That's really abrupt, that's uncultured, that is unacceptable. So you refer to it as an obese syndrome. And many would even take it a step beyond and say it's no longer constipation, it's like irregular bowel movements. Lovely, refined language, improved language, sensitive language, the adoption of euphemism. But then the question that started nagging at me is, what happens to this euphemism, respect and dignity when it comes to the galaxy of prophets? Suddenly it's an open house. And now blasphemy is part of freedom of speech. And you can mock and scoff and laugh at any prophet. And here there's no limitations and no restrictions. You can hurl the most nasty, insensitive, derogatory, inflammatory, vituperative comments. You can have a talk show program in which the discussion is, were prophets feminist or misogynist? Hello, can we understand, you know, what has happened to society? A society that impresses upon you respect for people who have impairments, yet advocates or condones blasphemy against the galaxy of prophets, has surely lost its moral compass. Let me share with you my reflection from Quran, and that's my passion, and that's my cue and my motivation. So I take you to Juz 16, chapter 20, verse 121, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, wa'asa Adamu rabbahu faghawa. The word asa and ghawa loosely, commonly, averagely translates as disobedience and deviation. But all scholars will tell you in the context of this Prophet of Allah, the same does not apply. And the choice of words in translating this verse will be very respectful. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam lapsed. And he erred, he lapsed and he erred. It is noteworthy to see the academic writing of Qadi Abu Bakr ibn al-Arabi under this verse. He writes under this, yeah, لَا يَجُوزُ لِأَحَدِنَا الْيَوْمِ أَن يُخْبِرَ بِذَٰلِكَ عَنْ آدَمْ إِلَّا إِذَا ذَكَرْنَاهُ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى أَوْ قَوْلِ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. When referencing the narrative of Adam alayhi salam, we cannot extend the implications and take the liberty of referring to the Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to eating from the forbidden tree as disobedience or transgression or violation. Yes, when we reciting the verse of the Quran, or we quote in the text of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to that extent we will adopt the same words and we will not distort it. فَأَمَّا أَن يَبْتَدِئَ مِنْ قِبَلِ نَفْسِهِ فَلَيْسَ بِجَائِزٍ لَنَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَدْنِينَ. With regards to saying disobedience or transgression or violation, then that is unacceptable for us to use that type of language for our recent ancestors, for our forefathers. فَكَيْفَ فِي أَبِينَ الْأَقْدَمِ الْأَكْرَمِ النَّبِي الَّذِي تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَقَبِلَ تَوْبَتَهُ. Then how dare we use blasphemous language against the first of Allah's creation, the beloved of Allah's creation, whom Allah had pardoned, who is our first ancestor, and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lavishly praised in the Quran. And I leave you with these comments. It is often disrespect of divine personalities in the early stages of life that results in apostasy in the latter stages of life.